you would see like several techniques, but I might try to kind of maybe highlight three of them. So something that we could do for the data before we train the model, the AI, all of this data that we scrape from over the internet, what some researchers or companies try to do is to kind of patch this data sets. And how do they do that is kind of, again, generate content that would balance things. You know, if there's something that talks a lot about, for example, male dominating a certain occupation, they try to kind of patch it with certain data sets that maybe they make up. And yeah, so that's one technique. The other technique is also like trying to kind of, in the midway of after you've maybe have had the data which is a little bit biased, you would work on the algorithms themselves and try to kind of, you know, use techniques that would again avoid certain bias. And there's like a third approach, which is kind of filtering out all of the bias that could come out of such a mechanism. And you know, when I look at this and try to kind of make sense out of it, I get this question is like, why don't we try to get people to express their voice, you know, rather than trying to get machines to say what they would like to say, you know? And this is kind of a very tough thing, but it's worthwhile. It's worth, you know, empowering communities, getting them the skills needed for them to be able to express their voice on over the internet, because like all good things comes out of empowering people. So I envision a future where we can, you know, empower communities to empower themselves. So empower maybe champions from community, different communities, and explore different training modules that we could train people with. And we need a lot of researchers and entrepreneurs to kind of explore this and try to again push boundaries on getting people to represent themselves in the open knowledge world, so that again they would be empowered with the tools needed and the skills needed to do other stuff like work, you know, working online. Everything is becoming online, and you know, putting it and the more we emphasize technology rather than people, the more exclusion you will find in societies. You know, this gap is widening between those, for example, now even those using AI. We need to train people on AI. We need to see how we can use it even as a tool in the mechanism of addressing all of these gaps. So I hope that, you know, that there will be a future where communities are fully represented. And to do so, we need all the efforts needed, all efforts available to support communities. And so this is, I guess, this is kind of the first part of the question. There was like the second part, or?
Yeah, I believe the second part was more centered around how communities would be able to impact that themselves, and how communities feed into shaping our digital future.
Yes. So yes, this is again, I'm hopeful that whatever we will do, we should not kind of try to design it in a way that we will be leading. We need to step back at one point. And it's a very good point you've mentioned, because what I'm thinking about or trying to do is to kind of create sustainable models where we can again train subset of the community, those who are like, you know, privileged enough even to attend certain trainings and research events or whatever we are trying to help with, and maybe get back to their communities and hopefully, you know, expand and share the knowledge. It's a wave that we would be hopefully starting with our initiatives, and it would hopefully get picked up by communities. And that's what fascinates me about Wikipedia, is the fact that Wikipedia started with one person, you know, building this website that we've all used. But, you know, communities started forming around this website. A group of people like in the other part of the world, in Japan, decided, okay, we're going to start our version of Wikipedia. And they started building their governance around Wikipedia. And yeah, there are like now 360 maybe languages, versions of Wikipedia, which is fascinating if you think about. But yeah, again, there's a lot to do. And I know that we need to wrap up. There's a lot for you also, those who are listening, to explore. I would love to kind of chat with you about any of these topics. There are a lot of issues in this world worthwhile pursuing, and I bet you're going to find a lot of, you know, interesting whys around these areas. If you are exploring any, I would love to chat with you, and maybe we could team up on something or two and try to experiment. And so thank you so much for having me, and back to you.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on here. And once again, Dr. Ardati Dr. Abd is a lecturer at the University of San Andres, so you can just find him through his official profile at the University of San Andres. If you do want to get in touch and you have some questions, because I know 1 hour is not nearly enough to cover and tackle such a complex problem. But for now, we wish you the best of luck with Global Share, your social enterprise, as well as all of your personal projects and the IDEA network. I'm sure everything will work out. Thank you so much. And this concludes this semester of episodes of Beyond Startups on STAR. Thank you.